You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 13, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Ghana-Jamaica Alliance rebuilding an ancestral trade bridge. Recently, officials in Accra made a major announcement. They revealed strategic backing for an upcoming international festival. The 2026 Ghana-Jamaica Homecoming Festival will change economic relations. It will serve as a permanent trade and investment bridge. This bridge securely connects West Africa and the Caribbean directly. The history between these two nations runs incredibly deep. The story begins before colonialism altered the course of their history. The forced migrations of the transatlantic slave trade started everything. Today, this painful past has evolved into a powerful alliance. The political leaders recognize the vast untapped potential available. They aim to create a lasting legacy for future generations. This alliance serves as a perfect model for international cooperation. Economic liberation now replaces historical tragedy on the global stage. During the era of enslavement, many Africans arrived in Jamaica. They came directly from the historical Gold Coast. Today, that distinct region is officially known as Ghana. These individuals were primarily of native Akan origin. They included people from the Ashanti and Fante ethnic groups. In Jamaica, colonizers commonly called them the Coromanti. The name originated directly from the historical Fort Cormansey. This fort was a primary departure point for enslaved people. It was located right on the Fante coast of Africa. The Coromanti people were famous for their strict military discipline. They emerged as prominent leaders in numerous major slave rebellions. Tacky's War occurred between the years 1760 and 1761. It was a massive uprising of enslaved West Africans. A prominent Fante chief named Tacky led the massive rebellion. This uprising became a highly significant historical event. It was the largest slave rebellion in the British Empire. This took place long before the famous Haitian Revolution. The British colonial government responded by passing draconian laws. They aimed to suppress African cultural practices completely. Despite these harsh laws, many Coromanti people escaped the plantations. They formed independent Maroon communities high in the Jamaican mountains. In these remote areas, they preserved vital West African traditions. They continued to use the abang for community communication. The abang is a traditional side-blown horn made from animal bone. They also maintained Kumina spiritual practices throughout the generations. These customs maintained direct linguistic ties to original Akan culture. Their native music transcended the Atlantic slave trade completely. They survived centuries of brutal colonial oppression and isolation. By the 20th century, the connection shifted toward political ideology. Cultural survival transformed into a powerful Pan-African intellectual movement. Jamaican national hero Marcus Garvey championed the global diaspora. He firmly led the prominent Back to Africa movement. He envisioned complete economic independence for black people globally. In 1919, Garvey established the legendary Black Star Line. This shipping corporation aimed to facilitate global African commerce. Small investments from black stockholders entirely funded the ambitious operation. The Universal Negro Improvement Association gathered millions of dedicated followers. People from completely different backgrounds united under one powerful banner. Garvey understood that political freedom required strict economic independence first. He preached self-reliance as the only true path to liberation. The Black Star Line intended to transport goods and passengers. It aimed to connect North America, the Caribbean, and Africa. The corporation eventually collapsed due to financial mismanagement. It also faced severe sabotage by hostile federal authorities. However, it remains a powerful symbol of black maritime sovereignty. Garvey's grand vision profoundly inspired a young Kwame Nkrumah. Nkrumah actively studied these vital concepts of global liberation. He sought to reunite the scattered children of Africa. Kwame Nkrumah later became the first president of independent Ghana. He placed a black star directly at the center. It sits proudly on the official Ghanaian national flag. Furthermore, he established Ghana as a safe haven for returning Africans. The national soccer team proudly bears the name Black Stars. These symbolic gestures serve as a direct tribute to Garvey. The historical foundation for a modern alliance was firmly set. In 1998, a deeply symbolic reconnection took place in Ghana. The remains of an enslaved African woman returned from Jamaica. Researchers named her Crystal to restore her humanity and identity. The brutal plantation system had stripped her of her name. Crystal had survived the horrific Middle Passage centuries ago. Her eventual return marked the first official Emancipation Day celebrations. The entire African nation formally welcomed back a diaspora ancestor. The naming of Crystal was a beautiful act of deep reverence. It gave a distinct identity back to a lost ancestor. The local community held elaborate ceremonies to honor her memory properly. This sacred ritual helped close a traumatic historical circle entirely. Officials solemnly reinterred her remains at Asin Manso. This historic site previously served as a massive slave market. Asin Manso is home to the infamous Nonko and Suo. People widely call this body of water the Slave River. Enslaved Africans received their final bath here before official sale. They were then sent to the dark coastal dungeons. Crystal was reinterred alongside an enslaved man named Samuel Carson. His remains returned directly from the United States. This monumental event became known as the Great Homecoming. It served as a formal acknowledgement of the unbroken ancestral bond. Furthermore, it set the necessary stage for modern diplomatic initiatives. The site now serves as an important place of pilgrimage. Members of the diaspora eagerly return to perform traditional libations. The political relationship took a highly significant turn in 2019. President Nana Akufo-Addo launched the famous Year of Return initiative. This campaign invited the global diaspora to visit Ghana directly. The year marked exactly 4 centuries since enslaved Africans arrived. The first group had landed in Virginia in 1619. The initiative successfully positioned Ghana as the gateway to Africa. It targeted Caribbean and North American populations seeking historical connection. Hotels and local businesses experienced an unprecedented surge in revenue. The vibrant streets of Accra filled with eager international visitors. Restaurants served traditional dishes to people discovering their roots daily. The massive success proved that heritage tourism holds immense power. The Year of Return generated an enormous economic impact overall. It brought an estimated $1.9 billion in tourism-related revenue. This money flowed directly into the growing Ghanaian economy. Additionally, overall airport arrivals increased by 45% immediately. This was a massive jump compared to the previous year. To facilitate this growing bridge, Ghana and Jamaica signed agreements. In June 2019, they established a landmark visa waiver program. This crucial agreement allows citizens to travel between the nations freely. They can visit for up to 90 days without visas. This vital policy lowered significant barriers for trade and tourism. It simplified the process for small-scale entrepreneurs seeking new markets. The initiative moved the relationship completely beyond mere symbolic gestures. It laid the solid groundwork for serious economic cooperation moving forward. Recent years have seen these historical ties formalize into policy. The focus has shifted from ancestral return to active reinvestment. The current bilateral trade between the two nations remains asymmetrical. In 2023, Jamaica exported approximately $25.1 million worth of goods. These specific exports to Ghana primarily consisted of aluminum oxide. Conversely, Ghana exported only about $65,400 to Jamaica overall. Both nations eagerly want to balance this massive financial discrepancy. Ghanaian manufacturers are often unaware of specific product niches abroad. They lack the trade intelligence needed to enter Jamaican markets. Regulatory requirements frequently present complex challenges for new international exporters. Both governments are now actively working to resolve these exact issues. Despite this small starting base, Ghanaian exports show tremendous promise. They have experienced an annualized growth rate of 87%. This impressive growth spans the last 5 measured years. As of 2023, Jamaica maintains a $3 million trade surplus. Jamaican machinery and chemical products make up a large portion. This current trade imbalance stems primarily from restrictive logistical bottlenecks. High tariffs on agricultural products also hinder free exchange greatly. Most goods traveling between the two countries pass through Europe. Sometimes they ship through North America as an alternative route. This roundabout routing adds prohibitive costs and significant time delays. Jamaica possesses more established, export-ready processed goods like spicy seasonings. Meanwhile, Ghanaian exports often consist of unfinished raw commodities entirely. Officials are constructing a vital South-South economic corridor to help. This strategy aims to increase direct trade among developing nations. It bypasses traditional trade routes, favoring former European colonial powers. Under the administration of current President Donald Trump, self-reliance matters. Bypassing restrictive Western travel hubs remains highly appealing to developing nations. The approach focuses heavily on collective economic empowerment for everyone. Nations like Ghana and Jamaica can trade raw materials directly. This specific strategy roots itself deeply in the spirit of Bandung. This historic conference emphasized decolonization and collective economic empowerment entirely. It laid the foundation for developing nations to support each other. The modern alliance builds directly upon these vital historical principles. This strategy represents a significant step in shedding colonial influences. Ghana serves as a highly strategic entry point for businesses. The country currently hosts the African Continental Free Trade Area. This massive free trade area creates a single continental market. It will eventually eliminate tariffs on 90% of goods. Caribbean nations can negotiate beneficial trade deals with the continent. They can treat the entire African continent as a single bloc. Cultural diplomacy plays a massive role in opening economic doors. Roy Gramps Morgan is a Grammy-winning reggae artist and entrepreneur. He has become a vital cultural ambassador for this alliance. Morgan established a permanent residence and business operations within Ghana. He actively invests in the growing Ghanaian agricultural sector directly. His company produces crops like spicy Scotch bonnet peppers locally. The upcoming Ghana-Jamaica Homecoming Festival represents a major economic evolution. Officials scheduled this massive event for December of the year 2026. The festival has gained significant strategic backing from private organizations. Two key entities are Hotels and Deals International Limited and 6 Degree Africa. These dedicated groups specialize in trade facilitation and investment consulting. They actively promote diaspora tourism between Africa and the Caribbean. The detailed logistics require massive coordination between multiple international agencies. Event planners are preparing large venues to host the international delegates. Specialized workshops will teach local entrepreneurs how to export goods. The festival grounds will transform into a bustling economic hub. These organizations act as the vital boots on the ground. They implement the high-level memorandums of understanding signed by officials. The festival will function as a comprehensive business and trade forum. It aims to foster highly structured trade missions across industries. These vital sectors include agriculture, textiles, modern technology, and hospitality. The primary goal is to permanently correct the current trade imbalance. Business owners eagerly anticipate the massive networking opportunities available there. The event will feature prominent figures leading specific trade delegations. It will secure formal agreements within the fashion and food industries. This cooperative effort highlights the enduring strength and evolution of diasporic connections. Officials are building the permanent trade bridge they desperately seek. The transformation of Ghana-Jamaica relations represents a massive paradigm shift. A once painful past is evolving into a highly prosperous future. The strategic alliance completely institutionalizes the deep connection between nations. The ultimate goal is to facilitate the easier movement of people. Both governments are aggressively pushing for a direct flight route. They want to bypass the United States and Europe completely. A direct flight would drastically reduce travel time between nations. Currently, the journey takes over 20 hours through northern hubs. The proposed route would lower the journey to approximately 9 hours. This exciting development would make personal travel far more affordable. Furthermore, specialized student exchange programs between international universities are expanding. Institutions like the University of the West Indies lead this charge. Students actively share vital research concerning agriculture and tropical medicine. Increased trade in agriculture is expected to lower regional prices. Ghana plans to provide advanced cocoa processing technology to Jamaica. In return, Jamaica will share specialized pepper cultivation techniques globally. The shared vision requires dedicated commitment from both political administrations. Success depends entirely on the flawless execution of these trade agreements. Citizens on both sides of the Atlantic watch with great anticipation. This strategic alliance represents the culmination of fierce cultural persistence. The brilliant black star of Marcus Garvey's vision shines brightly. It finally provides a practical roadmap for actual economic independence. Economic liberation for the global African diaspora is now a reality. The beautiful permanent bridge between two distinct continents is almost complete. Copyright African Elements.